This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
Hey, and welcome. It's been a busy week for me, and another busy week again next week. I've never had two back-to-back car launches in the exact same place. So in California, Monterey, and got a chance to drive the new Lexus GS on the track at Laguna Seca. Got back Friday afternoon. Tomorrow, I leave and I go right back to Monterey to drive a brand new Mazda CX-5 at Laguna Seca. So we'll have an interview next week about the new Mazda CX-5, which is their compact crossover, which replaces their Ford-based Tribute. Now, the Tribute was, you know, the same as the Ford Escape. There's a new Ford Escape coming later this spring, and Mazda has out their CX-5, which is a very nice look vehicle. I've seen it several times at auto shows, but I will get a chance to drive it this coming week. Also, I have some information about an event next weekend that you can come and join me, and I'll tell you all about it at Odessa Richmond Public Auction. So that's coming up in a moment. But first, from California, we had a chance to sit literally in a new Les and speak with Sandy DeFelice about that car. Also, while I had her there, I also pressed her on the information on the new Scion FRS. For those that don't know, the Scion FRS is the return to the roots of a very lightweight, inexpensive, front-engine, rear-wheel drive, sporty car. Official price, I asked her in the interview, hasn't been announced yet, but this is going to be an inexpensive car. And for anybody who's enthusiast, this is one of the most exciting car launches to come in a long time, the Scion FRS. So here's my interview with Sandy DeFelice about the new Lexus GS and the Scion. So Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Last time we were talking about your new Prius products. Today we're talking about Lexus, a new GS midsize luxury sedan. But it's not just a new car for Lexus; it's a new transition point. So, what does this for you as a company, Lexus?
This car represents the next step in evolving the Lexus brand. We pay very close attention to what our customers in every vehicle that we manufacture, but our Lexus guests in particular have evolved. We know that they want vehicles that demonstrate performance, look a lot sexier, have a great design. We know that they want class-leading safety, and we know that they want incredible fuel efficiency, and they want it in one great patch that looks good, drives good, makes them feel good, and delivers everything that they want from the one vehicle that they're going to have in their driveways.
I have to say that the best-looking car at the Detroit show, at the North American International Auto Show, was the LFLC, and you won an award for the best design, didn't you?
We absolutely did. The award for best North American design on that vehicle, and that vehicle was designed by us in Southern California, and it is a remarkable vehicle.
But the nice thing about that is some of the styling that was injected into that super stunning concept is on this new GS.
Absolutely. If you look at our what we're calling our grille.
What does spindle grille mean?
Spindle grille is really the evolution of the face of Lexus. A very defined set of headlamps. You've got a very defined a grille panel that goes in sort of like an hourglass spindle type figure. And it is just, it's a striking and remarkable feature of the vehicle. And it gives a nod to the fact that Lexus has and is continuing to evolve with each of the new 9 products we'll be bringing out this year.
Now, maybe a little bit of history, but the Toyota family, with a D, not with a T, Toyota family, they were in the loom business, right? And then the founder of the Toyota car company asked his father if he could have a little corner of the plant to start making trucks. Isn't that how it all started?
Absolutely. And it is remarkable because, you know, you think about how do you take the that was in the loom technology and apply it to a vehicle. And it brought to the entire loom works industry from that plant and that little facility in Japan. And now you start to see it across all, vehicles like the LFA. When we were making the pillar for the LFA, we couldn't get the card of carbon fiber or got a carbon fiber weave that met the exacting standards that Lexus wanted to ensure that the LFA provided. So they actually took their loom technology and they applied it to carbon fiber manufacture, and you have now the world's most sophisticated and you know, virtually error-free looming of carbon fiber that didn't exist a few years ago, Toyota technology.
And the spindle that you refer to, the shape of the front grille, is a throwback to the old fabric spindles that you would use for a loom or for a sewing machine, right?
That's absolutely correct, yeah. Very bold, aggressive lines that really work in tandem with each other, and that's part of what the grille is playing to.
So we're sitting in a GS at Laguna Seca Racetrack. Mid-sized luxury car. Don't really see racetrack very often, but you feel confident enough about this to not only have it on the but put it up against the BMW 5 Series and the E-Class or Mercedes-Benz. So it's a part of Lexus that maybe your cars were, they're great cars, very well made, have a good following, but could have used a little bit more fun factor.
Absolutely. Our president, Akio Toyoda, when the GS was being redesigned and re-engineered, he kept saying what we need to do is, we build really good cars. There's quality, dependability, reliability. They've got great innovation and technology. We put the safety in them. But what we need to do is we need to make sure that people love the vehicles. So in this GS, this 2013 GS, and in the 2013 GSAH, you have incredible additional innovation. And it's all about that the driver has a rewarding and engaging and exciting experience each and every time he or she gets behind the wheel of the vehicle. And then we thought of everybody else in the vehicle and there. That is part of the passion and emotive wakudoki sentiment.
What's wakudoki?
Wakudoki is a adrenaline, and that is the feeling that Akio Toyoda wanted to evoke in everyone who drove one of the products. And GS350 and GS450H really deliver on that.
I've noticed, though, a change. You, the former president of Toyota, the whole overarching company in Japan, left, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and a real Toyota, and is now the matriarch, the patriarch of the family. And so he, from the very top, has said, our cars are going to be different now.
He is the great-grandson of the founding Toyota family, and he takes very much to heart the legacy that he has the privilege of president and CEO over, and he really does recognize that people need to love what it is that they are driving. And you know, when you speak to competition, you speak to younger demographic, their ability in terms of vehicle affordability, even their desire for vehicles, you really have to touch an emotional chord. And Akio is clearly passionate about the company that was founded, you know, within his family, but he is an absolute car passion that he brings to what he does when he touches, you know, vehicle design or vehicle engineering or even ideas for the engineers. You can see that in that we're bringing to market. It's really quite exciting.
Now I'm going to take your Lexus hat off for a second and put on your Scion hat for a moment, because I think that the one car that really represents where Toyota and Scion and Lexus is going, this FRS, this rear-wheel drive, lightweight, front-engine car, because this gets back to the core of what Toyota once stood for.
Absolutely. The FRS is a sea of vehicles in the Toyota family, each with their own combination of either low center of gravity, low hood, better, you know, handling, performance. And it is absolutely the optimum vehicle. The FRS is a true driver's delight, and we are just so excited, it being of Canadian consumers in early spring, know that with that vehicle and everything that's gone into it, there's real passion, and we really believe that we're going to be able to help people realize and understand what Toyota is really all about.
So this Lexus GS goes on sale when?
This Lexus GS goes on sale in about 5 days in Canada. So it's, you know, mid to late February. You can go to your dealerships. Most dealerships across the country have one in their showrooms right now. We encourage associate, let them help you understand everything that is in this vehicle. Take it out for a test drive. And we know we've got about 1,400 hands who have expressed interest in the vehicle, and we have just under 200 vehicles already sold. So we know, and that was just from test drives and from walkabouts with dealership staff. So we know that that there's a lot of passion out there. We encourage people to get to their dealerships.
Now, the FRS is coming later this year in the spring. It's going to be an affordable performance rear-wheel drive front-engine car. How much is it going to cost? Sandy DeFelice from Toyota Canada, tell me the price.
You know, I was telling you, 2 days now you've been trying to get that price out of me. We're going to announce it shortly. We fundamentally believe that Canadians are going to be surprised at great value it's going to offer for everything that's wrapped up in that little car. We know we won't disappoint. A few more weeks and we'll let you know.
Is there a chance that there maybe people won't be able to get one? Are you going to have enough for people to buy?
Oh, I'm confident that with everything that's going into this vehicle, nobody's going to make production an issue. And,
barring an earthquake or anything. Oh, we don't want any more of those.
We don't want any more of those. And we just know that, you know, when people are passionate about something and they want to buy it, you know, Toyota's about making sure we deliver.
Well, congratulations on this new GS. It's an excellent product. I love the way it looks. Can't wait to drive the FRS from Scion. Looks like 2012 is going to be a good year.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We've got 18 new products coming out over the course of 18 months, and it's just good to be back in the car business, and it's good to be selling cars.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Zach.
That's Sandy DeFelice from Toyota Canada. Toyota obviously has the Lexus brand. We were talking about the new GS. Driving in dealerships literally any day now. And it's a car, the Lexus we mentioned in the interview there, of BMW 5 Series, the E-Class from Mercedes. After driving, it still has that ultra-smooth and velvet Lexus owners always enjoy, but it has a crispness to it and better handling, and they have an F-Sport package now on that car that makes it more dynamic. And when you part and flying around Laguna Seca was a whole lot of fun, I was really surprised that the car handled so much better, and it makes great sounds, too, if you're a car enthusiast. The FRS from Scion is going to be probably one of the best cars to come this year. There's also going to be the Subaru BRZ. They're both made at the same factory. It was a joint venture between Subaru and Scion or Toyota, and this car is going to knock the lights out. 200 horsepower, rear-wheel drive. Don't know the price. I tried for 2 days to get it out of Sandy DeFelice, but that should... All right, we're going to take your calls for the remainder of the show. You're more than welcome to jump in at 1-877-399-9898. That's 1-877-9898 and 604-280-9898. Just want to let you know, next Saturday, I'm going to be heading to the public auction, and you're more than welcome to join me there. See what happens. See cars being sold in 60 seconds. It's Saturday morning, starts at 10 o'clock. They're going to have a pancake breakfast there. And as they said in the release, you can meet, greet, and eat with Zach. So pancakes will be there. There's chills, domestics, imports, you name it, that are going to go across the block. And if you're in the auction in action, it's pretty fun, and it does what we say it does. It really moves cars quickly, and it's a great way for you to sell a car that you might sell with somebody coming to your front door. So that's next Saturday at Odessa Richmond Public Auction. Here's what you do. Motormouth.ca. You'll see the auction there on the front page. Click on that. Has the address, has the website link, and you can find out more about it. Speaking of a good news story on driving. And welcome back to the show. Every week we have Mark Bergevin on from a public auction. People hear about, you know, taking their car to the auction on this show, and they decide to take part in it themselves. So, Mark, good morning to you, and what good news story about this week?
So, Zach, the customer brought us an 08 Wave, so kind of a smaller, you know, little kind of a runabout type car. They were looking to upgrade into a larger vehicle, something a little bit bigger. So they brought us the car. They brought it all the way in from Comox. We appraised the car at $5,000 and placed it in the auction. Lo and behold, had an offer of $5,600, and sure enough, the customer sold the car and bought the new bigger car, making everybody happy, the new buyer and, of course, the seller ecstatic.
So sometimes do you get dealers that maybe come to the public auction too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We get dealers that come online and buy cars at the public auction, and they also come in person and buy cars because inventory is hard to come by right now. So it's a fantastic opportunity for somebody to take advantage of that. There's a shortage of cars, or good used cars, certainly in the marketplace.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. And I'll be joining Mark and the rest of the gang at the public auction Saturday. I'd love for you to come down and hang out. We're going to have the pancake breakfast. 200-plus vehicles will roll across the block, and you'll see cars sold in 60 seconds. If you just want to see how it all works, you're more than welcome to join us. If you want to put a car in the auction, that'd be great. Find out more about the public auction next Saturday from, actually, the pancake breakfast starts at 9, but the auction starts at 10. You can go to my website, motormouth.ca, to find, if you click on the, see where the auction's held, and that's motormouth.ca. All right, right into the phone board. It's open phones for the remainder of the show. You're more than welcome to call at 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. We go to Bev. Hey, Bev, go ahead.
Hi, Zach. You told me to go look at the Toyota car, and we did, and we loved it, and we bought it, thanks to you.
Oh, good.
And
what did the salesman say when you said I told them to go and look at the car?
Just smiled. Just thought it was cute. So I guess they're going to turn. We're seniors. We put on about 5,000 kilometers a year. Mm-hmm. The extended warranty, there's all that computer chip. Should we really put that on, or... do you think we'd be all right?
You've got to remember, yeah, it's $2,000 and it's not cheap. And here's the thing, you know, you're buying a car that you're only putting a low a number of kilometers on every year. The thing is, the number one thing with a car is that you drive it regularly. Don't let it sit for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. And you probably take it out every couple of days or every day, but for short trips, right?
Right.
You're probably going to be fine with that car. It's one of the best made cars out there. Toyota, they're doing. You know, there's nothing really revolutionary about that car. Engine and transmission they sold over the last few years, so there's no big leap of technology there. I think you'd probably be fine. If you're going to sleep better at night, having an extended warranty, ahead and buy it. Here's the other thing. You don't have to buy it today.
It goes up.
It's go up, but you haven't put the money out, too. You've still got the money, right? Mm-hmm. So if you pay a little, you know, it all comes down to the kind of personality you are. If you want to lie awake at night and wonder about if it's going to break down, then buy the insurance and you'll sleep better at night. If you're willing to take a little bit of a risk on a very, very reliable car, then you'll probably be just fine.
Okay.
And, you know, the $2,000, like, what kind of rip's going to come up with that car? You don't know. It's insurance. You never know if you're going to need it or not. So it really comes down to an old take.
Would you do it?
I would. If I was I have a car and it's coming out of its bumper to bumper warranty at the end of May. Buy the extended warranty because it's a high end German car, right?
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
It's expensive to fix. Probably going to be okay. But that's really up to you.
Okay. I just thought we'd want your, because it was just with so many computers.
Very durable and reliable, to be honest with you.
I thought everybody I spoke to said they've never had any problems, but there's always the one that can.
Absolutely. But you'll know. You'll have a shakedown over the next few years to see if anything's going to happen. So talk it over. There's nothing wrong with buying the warranty. Absolutely. You'll sleep better at night. Sounds like you might, and that's maybe the way to go for you.
Thank you, Zach.
Okay, anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It's really insurance. You're buying insurance. Are you going to use it? Here we go with the open phones for the remainder of the show. 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. I'll be back taking your calls next on Driving. Hey, welcome back to the show. We go back to the phone board and we say hello to Doug first in Red Deer. Hey, Doug, go ahead.
Hi there. We're looking to order a new vehicle here very shortly. And a while back, you had a website that one could go to, enter the information, and they would do the shopping for you in your area.
Unfortunately, business is no longer around. They closed the doors on it, which is too bad. There is going to be some information soon on. Are you buying a new car, a used car?
We're looking at a 2012 Mitsubishi RVR.
You know what? I have a review of that. I just did a review of that car on my website.
Oh, did you?
If you go to motormouth.ca,
I
did a video review of that. Put it up there just a week or so ago. Actually, you know what? I'm just thinking now. I don't think I've actually put the video. I'll do that later today, so I apologize for that. But if you check tonight, the video will be on there. I'll do that as soon as I get home.
So that other business is gone. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, and apologize for that. I know I was endorsing it for a long time, but, you know, these things happen. There is going to be a new sponsor of the radio show, and they're actually going to be involved with the Edmonton Auto Show, and I can't tell you about it just now, but it's going to be launching sort of next weekend. So I'll be able to tell you more about it. It's a website where dealers are going to be advertising cars at good discounts. So I'll tell you more about it next weekend, but there is going to be something new out there, okay?
Good.
If you want to find out more about the RVR, check back tonight. I'll put that video on there when I get home, okay?
Appreciate it so much.
Anytime.
Thank you.
I'll go to Roger. Hey, Roger.
Hi, Zach. I'm buying an Elantra, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I haven't bought one yet on account, I want to see the coupe. Now, have you heard or have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in person, but if you go to my website in the news, I've got a link there. I've got a few pictures. You can read all the information on it. But I have not seen the car and touched it, no. I will, though, however, I just want to interrupt. I'm going to the Geneva Auto Show today, and I'll see if it's there.
Okay. Do you think there's any possibility it coming to Vancouver show?
See, it will be there.
It'll be there.
I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
Because it was unveiled at the...
Detroit?
Chicago Auto Show, I believe. Yeah, the show. And they're going to... It will be in Vancouver, yeah.
Looks very good. And just one quick more question. When you go into a Hyundai, they have this cardboard advertisement, not advertisement thing, but saying it's voted the best car of 2011 or 2012 or something like that. Who does that?
It won two major awards, the North American Car of the Year.
Right.
There's 40 journalists that vote on that. They're from all announced that award at the Detroit Auto Show, what's called the North American International Auto Show. And that car won. Now, you got to remember, they announced the Hyundai Elantra as the winner in Detroit, right? So I'm sure there's pressure to say maybe it was the Ford Focus or something like that, but it wasn't. They chose Hyundai Elantra. Fast forward a month, the Canadian Automobile, the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada, the automobile journalists that vote on their car of the year, chose the Elantra as their top pick. And I, too, chose the Elantra as one of my of the year. I think all of the combined attributes that it has, great styling, great value, wonderful engine, light and nimble and fun to price. It's, I believe when you add in the coupe that's coming later this year, and they're going to have a GT, which is going to have a hatchback selling car in Canada by the end of this calendar year.
Yeah.
You're not making a bad choice, my friend. It's a good car.
No, well, there's no question I am buying the Elantra, but I, before I buy the four-door, I want to, you know.
Yeah, wait until you see it.
Yeah.
And if you go to my site, motormouth.ca, you'll see the press release and some pictures, okay?
Thanks very much.
Anytime. Okay, bye-bye. Carol next. Carol, did you have the same question?
Believe it or not, my question was exactly the same thing. I am going to buy an Elantra, but I wanted to see.
You guys should get together, see the few $100 off if you buy two.
It's funny when you were saying that, I thought the same thing. I think of Doug. I thought, gee, I wish I knew where Doug was because we'd both go into the same dealer. Yeah. Will the coupe be more expensive?
You know what? I don't have it up right in front of me, but if you go to motormouth.ca, click on the news tab at the top, you'll see not only on there's hatchback, the GT, and the coupe. So I'm just clicking on it now, and I'm not sure if the price has been announced, but you can look it up there. Let me. I'm looking right now.
And you don't know when it'll be in Vancouver.
Well, it's going to be spring.
Okay.
So it's just been unveiled, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the plan is to have it out.
And I had one other question I read before. If you're buying a new car, tell them you're not going to pay for, I think you have to pay for freight and delivery.
Yes, you have to pay freight and delivery. They, you know, that's the car dealers and the whole business does, which I think is silly. But it's the, go in there and say, I'm not paying a documentation fee.
That's
I'm not paying that.
Yes.
You want a PAX, the total, and drive it away.
That's
and you're going to get squeezed when you go into the back office where you sign all the paperwork. It's called the business office. This is area, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to try and sell you nitrogen etching on the windows, undercoating, fabric protection, paint protection, rust proofing, blah, 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 tire insurance. It goes on and on and on. And here's my advice to anybody buying a new car. You don't need to buy any of that. You can purchase all of the side of the dealer at a later time if you choose. You can also go back to the dealer if you change your mind. You can buy something. One thing you might want to consider, and I had a caller earlier asking about an extended warranty. If you plan on keeping a car for a long period of time and you will sleep better at night knowing you have the extended warranty, it is cheaper to buy it when the car is still brand new. You can always buy that later in the car's life as well before the basic warranty runs out. Hyundai, I think it's 100,000 kilometer warranty, so it's pretty substantial. So there you go. That's something to consider. But all of this stuff you don't need. And you should say to them when you walk in, I'm going to buy this car, but I'm not paying any fees.
Mm-hmm.
Dealer, say this. They're all yelling at the radio right now, I can guarantee it, because they don't want me to tell you that you shouldn't have to pay these fees. And it's a revenue source. Dealers have to keep the lights on. They've got a lot of people employed there from, lot jockeys to technicians to, administrators and all that kind of stuff. But the fees have gotten out of hand.
Okay.
So when I bought my last car, I said, listen, I'm not paying any fees, right? Well, we'll see what we can do. I said, no, I'm not paying any fees, right? And he said, okay, okay. And the thing, don't agree to that, go down the street to the next dealer and get your Elantra there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do it. They all try anyway.
And nitrogen in the tires, you say no.
If it's for, go ahead.
Well, if they, it's okay, so there's nitrogen in the tires when you buy it, but then you don't have to keep, when you go to, your tire gets low, you don't have to put nitrogen in.
No,
the
air in.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but you don't need to put, you don't need to, listen, it comes with air anyway, right?
Right.
Air has been working for 100 years.
Well, that's right.
And it's free at the gas station.
Okay.
So if nitrogen comes free, go ahead, put it in there. Don't pay for it. I've heard people paying. I had one of the guys who runs my website called me. He was in the dealer office. Zach, this guy, he tells me I have to buy this paint protection or blah, 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 blah. I said, well, how much is it? It's like some $2,000 plus. You know, no. Say no.
But they're very intimidating. For men, it's different. They don't intimidate men the way they do.
You go in, write this down. In charge. It's your money. Don't listen to them. It's your money. You're the boss. You're the one who calls the shots. It's you. You're the analogy I always use is everybody looks at a car dealership as this crazy place should never really be, and they're intimidated and they're pressuring you to buy a car. Don't look at the car as a car dealership with all cars up front. Look at it as a shoe store with shoes in the window. If you went to your shoe store and you put a pair of shoes on and they didn't fit, and you got the salesperson there saying, hey, can we do a deal today? You're going to buy these shoes? You're going to say, no, that doesn't fit.
Exactly.
And you're going to walk out of that store, walk down the mall, and go to the shoe store. Mm-hmm. If you go into the dealer and you don't like the way they're treating you and they're pressuring you and they're not answering your questions and they're not dealing with you as a proper customer, say thank you very much, walk out the door, and go down to the next dealer. Because the dealers that spend the money and invest in training their sales associates are the ones that have the best lead. If somebody's not going to treat you, you're going to spend $20,000 with these people. Mm-hmm. You are in charge. It's your money.
Thank you, Zach.
And so go in and I say, I want to pay for the car, I want to pay the tax and the freight, and that's it.
I'll do that.
You're empowered now.
I am.
Go and do it today.
And I'm going to say I'm Zach Spencer's mother.
If you had a Scottish accent, you could pull it off. Accent. But my mom would go, are you going to give me a good deal on that car? If you could do that, you might be in. All right, I got to go.
Thanks, Zach.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Anytime. All right. Mothers out there buying cars. We could call them the car buying grannies or something. All right. My mom would be horrified if I called her a granny. Good thing she can't hear me. More of your calls next on Driving. And welcome back to the show. It's time now for our Life Really story. By the way, if you want to look at the Real Life Really story and read the whole thing, you can go to my website, motormouth.ca. Well, this one's from a beautiful part of our great, the very eastern part of Canada is St. John's, Newfoundland on the Avalon Peninsula. Elizabeth has a Nissan Versa she leased in 2008 for her daughter while she's going through high school. Well, now the daughter has moved on and is going to Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia. She already has a car that's paid for sitting in her driveway, so she's thinking, I need to this Nissan Versa on because it's just, you know, I have to make a payment on it every single month. She doesn't know anything about getting out of a lease or transferring out of a lease, so she's across leasebusters.com. Still not sure about how the process works. She calls their national headquarters in Toronto, and they go through step by step, evaluate her car, and then they finally put it in. Well, by the end of the very first week, another woman that lives just outside comes by, sees the Versa, falls in love with it. She then does is fill out an application to the finance arm of Nissan Canada, and within a couple of days, the transfer takes place. Elizabeth doesn't have a Nissan Versa lease payment anymore, and somebody else in Newfoundland has a very cool car to drive around. And they're even thinking maybe when her daughter comes back from university in Nova Scotia, they might use LeaseBusters again to get her a new vehicle. As I mentioned about how the whole Real Life Real Lease Transfer takes place, you can read the story. It's on my website at motormouth.ca. Hey, and welcome back to the show. We go to the phone board and we say hello to Myron in Edmonton. Hey, Myron, go ahead.
Yes, morning, Zach. By the way, we enjoy the program a lot. We take a few long trips a year, and we usually have at least a couple of clubs with us and some luggage. We're concerned about highway safety.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have a Lexus ES330.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to gain anything by getting an SUV or a crossover?
The only gain when you move into a crossover and SUV is mass, right? You've got more. And a bigger thing hitting a smaller thing, the bigger thing will always win. That's one thing to consider. But probably some of the safer are, you know, mid or full-size luxury sedans like your Lexus ES or a big BMW or Mercedes or something along those lines. Crossover doesn't mean it's safer. You can often get just as much safety with a sedan. And you also want to look at buying a new one that have things like traction control. Control is a big one because stability control, when you change lanes or you swerve around the road and you won't spin and go off into the ditch and roll over, you know, that. And that's one of the greatest advancements we've had in the last few years for safety. And it's really cutting so airbags and things like that. So you don't really gain much with a crossover except mass.
Okay.
And you can go to the U.S. website, I think, is best for crash tests. You can go to safecar.gov. safecar.gov in the U.S. and you can get all the crash ratings there for any particular vehicle that you're. But you know, crossovers now are based on cars, so you have the FD of the car element that it came built on, plus you also get the math.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be this Saturday at DESA Rich Blick Auction. And if you're in British Columbia, I'd love for you to come and hang out and see how the auction works. There's a pancake breakfast that it says, meet, greet, and eat with Zach. Pancakes, 200-plus important domestic cars are going to go across the block. You can see cars sold. I say in my ad, I've seen the auction in action, and it is impressive. So come on down and see for yourself. You might want to put a car in the auction or just see how it works. So you go to my website, motormouth.ca, homepage there, the mallet that they use for auctioning, and click on that. It'll give you the address, and you can find the web link, and we'd love to see you next Saturday. Back to the phone board, and we say hello to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Hi, Zach. How are you doing?
Great.
Okay, I'm exasperated. I'm trying to buy a new vehicle. I have a XC70, and I really quite like it.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at a bunch of crossovers. I have dogs, so I need a bit of a bigger
vehicle.
Why
not go back and get an XC70?
Well, I had a little problem with a Volvo dealer.
Oh. Unlike, so you don't want to go back Carol, there.
Unlike it was Carol that I think you spoke to, that it was a Volvo on the Lower Mainland.
Mm-hmm.
After being treated like that, I just don't want to buy Volvo.
And that's the way you vote. That really
voting
is.
Voting with my dollars. Unfortunately, I really like my car.
Yeah. So what's your question to me?
So looking at the Audi 5, I've seen your reviews from the 2010.
Mm-hmm. Not much change. The only difference really is it has now a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder available, cylinder turbo. What other ones are you looking at?
Well, it was between that and the XC60.
I really like the XC60 a lot. It's the same platform that they use for the new Range Rover Evoque, by the way, which is a very sexy-looking crossover. In that compact crossover, are you somebody that likes performance handling, or are you like somebody that socks?
No, I like performance handling, but I want to be comfortable, and I think that's why I'm stuck.
They have the best seats in the business. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
They really are comfortable. I really do like the XC60. I find the back seat small. I find the door opening small, and find the footwell where the pedals is kind of small. You can go and read my review on my website when the vehicle just came out. Same thing, not really many changes to it, so that review good. the other one, the one I would look at, honestly, is the BMW X3. It's brand new this year. It has more room than the old one. The Audi is a very good size vehicle, but the BMW is newer, and it has more of that spoil. But, you know, right back to the basics, which is the most, right?
Does it have the driver creature comforts, too? Because I spend a lot of time there, so I like having the special handling and all the other stuff.
Like you what you want so yes handles well yeah it has that sort bum warmers, and it has a steering wheel heater and,
exactly yeah, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. You can even get a power lift gate in the back. The other one that's very nice also is the Mercedes GLK. Mercedes quality is right at the very top, so those are ones I would consider if you want something a little bigger, something along the lines of your Volvo. Mm-hmm. I think the midsize class hands down is the Acura MDX.
Okay.
That is a very nice vehicle, but you're looking at a bigger vehicle than the Q5 that you're looking at or the XC60.
They have an RDX, though, too, right?
Don't get the RDX. There's a new one coming later this spring.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
maybe I'll wait then.
Yeah, you might want to wait for that same size as the CRV with a V6 engine, nice interior appointments. And the pack ones, that should be on your list when the new one comes out in the next couple of months. If it was my money, I'd go and try the BMW 3, I should say.
Okay, yeah, we did try those ones. We went all the way from Kia Sportage all the way up to the Mercedes and the BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of best bang for the buck kind of thing. We wanted something that was a little less on maintenance cost. And
that's what the BMW's included for 4 years.
Which is a huge benefit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one to consider. I do really like the GL. K for Mercedes, a little bit softer than the BMW. Make sure when you go to the dealer, drive the BMW with the sport package and drive it without, because sometimes the sport package can be a bit choppy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, got to run. Anytime. Don't forget, go to my website, Motormouth, all kinds of reviews and videos there, and you can also find out about the public auction I'll be attending. We'd love to see you out there. I'm Zach Spencer. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next week on Driving.